everybody. Happy full moon. Happy harvest blood lunar eclipse full moon. It is Marielle here for Calling All Black Sheep.
And Jenny Chow.
And we are so excited to be here today. It is definitely a big energy day. It's a huge energy day. Oh my goodness. It's so awesome to be here though.
Yep.
Jenny. Okay, so we had a little chaos right before the show. So just, you know, to be completely honest and upfront and transparent, we're a little out of sorts at the moment.
Discombobulated.
A little discombobulated, but that's okay. Because you know what? You guys love us, and we love each other.
That's right.
And it's all good.
Well, you know, maybe you're feeling that way too. So just so you know, you're not alone in feeling a lot of the stuff that's happening out here or there.
There is a lot of things. There are a lot of things. And we're going to talk about some of those things at the beginning of the show before we take callers. We would love for you to call us and chat with us. 713-955-0582 is the number to call in to join us for the show. And we are going to be live in the chat room as well.
I think Jay's on the
Yeah, we're going to talk to Jay about his tantric dating.
Conscious dating.
Conscious dating. I know. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So that's going to be a nice little surprise guest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to start off first with the harvest, blood moon, and lunar eclipse information from Sunstar Astrology. And he tends to send out some really great information every week as well as monthly. So what I'd like to do is just go through some of the things from his newsletter so that everybody understands what's going on or just has a little bit more information about the full story. So we're in a really big moment in time with the full moon, the lunar eclipse. It's a blood moon, which means a few things. Did you want to say something?
No. Oh. I'm just going to ask, what's a blood moon?
What's a blood moon? We're going to explain what a blood moon is. So now everybody is usually influenced by two or three or sometimes even four different signs in your natal chart. So if you know your natal reading, your natal chart reading, then you're going to follow along with the signs that are relevant to you. Otherwise, you can just take a look at, it's usually the sun sign and the moon, the rising sign. And these are really, really short parts or short pieces of information about what this moon is actually going to activate or affect in you. All right? So let me just start down here. So with the lunar eclipse, we also have a supermoon, which tends to appear about 19% larger than usual because it's closest to the moon. It is also a harvest moon. Closest to the earth. And also it occurs in Aries, which is very explosive for the moon to be in. And I'm sure everybody can relate to that fact. Reaction is the key word here. So let's see, what else does he say? He says that red is the best color to describe the passionate, angry, and even violent reactive tendencies of an Aries moon. And also, Aries is one of the more or most esoteric signs and positions for the moon. So as the pioneering principle of Aries takes the lead to explore its inner mysteries, we are all going to be affected deeply. Like, deeply.
Yay.
Yay. Now, the lunar eclipse is referred to as a blood moon due to the deep ochre hue that's produced by the planet's shadow. So that's mostly what it is. Now, the other thing is it talks about, from a purely linear perspective, the entire event is really nothing more than a phenomenal event without any intrinsic meaning. So for all of those people who don't believe in astrology, it's just a really cool event that's happening.
It's phenomenal.
It's a phenomenal thing. It's also the fourth total lunar eclipse in a row. Now, you'd have to look back at the, I believe it's the year. is it this full year? Anyways, Michael O'Connor talks more about it. A blood moon is also the fourth lunar eclipse of the year. Is that correct? I can't remember now.
That's okay. I'm sure someone will correct
me. Someone will correct me. So for the people who want to know how this moon is going to affect them, we are going to start with Aries. So for Aries, we have got a couple of sentences for each of the astrology signs. An impulse to be healthier is going to be activated in you. This activation is linked to speaking your mind clearly and honestly. We sometimes call that in shamanism speaking the unspeakable.
That's awesome. Just keep in mind that action and reaction.
you've been experiencing that. I know, you've been experiencing that.
Great. And Taurus, a deep stir within your subconscious will occur, awakening you to be more creative and empowered towards practical ends.
Gemini, a new level of individuality will be triggered by this eclipse. It will inspire you to excavate your authentic voice, breaking free from any tendency to say what others simply want to hear. Oh, I'm going to say that one again. It's going to inspire you to excavate your authentic voice, which means breaking free from any tendency to say what others simply want to hear. That's a good one for Gemini.
There's going to be a lot of fighting words out there, isn't there?
No. No.
Okay.
I say no.
I'm just joking, but, you know, just be aware. Cancer. Where and how you stand in the world will get a jolt. It could go either way, leading to demolition or promotion somehow. You are probably ready for a change anyway.
Demotion, not pro, and
or oh, demotion.
Demotion. You're really in a.
I'm all about the breakdown. But breakdown to break through, people. Breakdown to break through.
You're ready for some crumbling chaos, I think, Jenny.
I'm already in chaos. I'm not waiting for it. Sorry. That was demotion, people.
Yeah. So either demotion or promotion. So no worries about that.
You're ready for change. It's all good.
Exactly.
All good.
Oh, my God. All right. Next is Leo. So Leo, for you, seeing a bigger picture and perhaps seeing yourself in a new way is going to be the theme surrounding this event and time. So expect to do some inner work, but also make sure you allow yourself to dream a little bit.
Nice. Virgo, some pretty deep changes are implied with the eclipse. These could manifest as purges at one level or another, making changes towards increasing your overall level of health is featured. Yay, that's positive, huh?
Health is good. Health is good. We'll stick with all of the positives. Libra, sudden shifts, changes, and fresh starts on relationship fronts will be activated by this full moon.
Yay!
Yeah, that's a good thing. These will also stir your ambitions and drive to achieve more and perhaps to earn some more money.
Ooh, that's good too.
Yeah.
Scorpio, changes in your lifestyle will be activated by this eclipse. Health needs or desires are implied. The shift will include the need to break habits and existing patterns. Good for you, Scorpio.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius, you are feeling more animated, much more playful, and creative, and in general, happy. And happiness could well be the outcome of the effects of this supermoon for you. It will also inspire you to take a few risks to increase your influence in your career, or at least for others to see.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
we'll look at all the good pieces.
Capricorn, change is close to home or within you. At a core level will be activated by this Aries full moon. Your resolve and determination to drive hard and push through should be more evident now and over the next few days.
Mm. Well, that's the other thing we should mention too about full moons is that it does last for a day or so after the peak or the apex of the full moon, which is it's actually going to happen in about 8 minutes, apparently.
No.
I know.
Be careful, people. Be careful.
Yeah, everybody don't drive right now. Okay, next is Aquarius, right? Shifts and changes in your usual oh my gosh, what is this?
Perception.
Shifts and changes in your usual perception, interpretation, and self-concepts could undergo some welcome changes with this moon. Oh, Aquarius, you only get one statement. I'm going to read it one more time because I messed up in the beginning. Shifts and changes in your usual perception, interpretation, and self-concepts could undergo some welcome changes with this moon.
Yay, Pisces. Your overall financial situation should now be evident, hopefully for the better. Changes in the quality of your interactions are featured, and you should be noticing an overall process of expansion.
Cool. So these are all activations from this awesome super moon, full moon, lunar eclipse, blood moon, harvest moon. It's been called many, many different things. We're just going to call it a full moon for now. All we need to know, or all you need to know, is that the energy of it is highly, highly activating on everybody because it's so close to the Earth. Mm-hmm. All right.
And well, 19%, doesn't it?
That's occurs a lot.
19%
larger.
Larger.
Because it is that much closer.
So, you know, if anything happens to you on a normal full moon, add 19%. That's like a 20% tip. Hey, that's everyone, positive.
Everyone gets a 19%
tip. There you go.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. What else can we tell you? Now, we do have the rest of the horoscopes. Sometimes I feel like I can't hear myself. We do have the rest of the horoscopes that we will do during the show. We do want to take a couple of callers. We're going to talk to Jay about his experience, and we are going to talk a little bit about relationships. So hopefully we have another caller or two that wants to talk about relationships and get a little kick-ass coaching.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the best thing for us to do right now is probably, since we see Jay hanging on here, mm-hmm. I think we should talk to Jay, get in touch with him, see exactly what happened in his little escapade.
What's his impression
exactly.
of this thing and whether or not he'd do it again.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk to Jay, who's been a longtime listener of Calling All Black Sheep, and we had a nice chat with him last show as well. So if you want to listen to that, it was great. He always brings nice juicy questions.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, how's it going?
Pretty good, ladies. How about you?
Jay!
We're good. We're excellent. Yay. Yeah. So okay. you had a little bit of fun?
Oh, it's great. It was lots of fun.
Yeah. Yay. And it's called the tantric
speed dating. Well, basically, tantric speed dating. I cut it conscious just to cover up the tantric, if you want to call that.
but Jay, isn't it an oxymoron, like speed and tantric?
Yeah, because we have a connotation what I think it is first, right? When people hear the word, right?
Mm.
So, which is not about sex. So it was a great experience for people who were there, from my experience, yeah. It was lots of fun.
So how did it start off?
Well, I actually have to go back because this ties into about where you talk about relationship stuff, right? So one of the aspects I did at first around 1 o'clock to 4, 3:30 or 4 o'clock was actually go to a Art of Forgiveness workshop.
Right.
And what was really interesting about that was the facilitator talked about radical forgiveness. And I was wondering what it was. So what it is, we had to write down three things that we wanted to cover and choose one of them. So one was me as about, for me to be accept myself as a wonderful person ready for a relationship. So we did the, tell the victim story, feel the feelings, collapse the story into something, tangible, and then reframe the story and then integrate this on a cellular level. So that was really a good obstacle to clear before I went into the tantric speed dating, Because it set up because it cleared some space. Yeah, it cleared some space. You want to call it some clutter. Yeah. So what we did for the tantric speed dating, well, it started at about 6:30, and what happened is we were all given name tags, and we were on a list, and we were actually given names with an Indian deity on it. So some had Shiva, Shakti, mine had Radha, and so we were given that, and then we formed a circle, and what we did first was actually take a couple breaths in, let it out, and then we did one with an om on it. Two more breaths with the om on it. So then we went around circle and said her name, and what did you feel at this present time? And mine was heartfelt. So after that, the names that we had on our name tags, the deities, we actually separated into two groups, basically. Men and women on one side of one group, and men and women on the other side. And we had this tape, and it had the names of what's on our name tag. So the women had the same type of name on it as us, and we just matched us up. So it was really, really well organized in that way.
Mm.
And then we started, actually, we had this piece of tape. So on one side was men, and the other side was women. So we started with my first partner, and we started with what was really simple was actually closing our eyes and having eye contact, tantric eye contact, for I think a minute or a couple minutes. And then what we did was we actually, with our hands, we put our hands in front of each other and find where the energy was of the other hand, which is really cool. Yeah, you can actually feel it. And then I found it by feel the heat or the sense of energy. And we just started feeling the hand, you know, just feeling what it felt like. So that was so amazing, yeah. And then my second partner, we had to write down five animals. And I think three of them I remember was horse, sheep, and pig. And we were asked, like, why did you choose that one, right? And I chose horse. And a lot of people chose horse. And that meant family. One person chose sheep, and that was for love, I believe. And one person, I think some people chose pig, excuse me about that, chose pig, and that was about money, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were actually right. We wrote down some five animals again, dog, cat, cow, coffee, and I think sea, those are the words, actually. And whatever came into mind was, what was the word that came into mind? And first, so mine was dog, was lassie. Cat was meow, I put. Cow was cheese, coffee was sugar, and sea was fish. And we had to actually fill in the blanks for some of the sentences, like how were your friends, right? And the person who had was like, my partner had like jerk. And it's really interesting, yeah. And I'm going like, it was really, really telling what was going on here, and I feel what's going on here, and you know, how was your sex life and things like that. With under coffee, mine was like sugar or something like that. So, that was really cool. And then we did a contact. Like, how did you feel when you gave him a hug? Like, were there like two tips of ways where it's like very. Like our bum sticking out, and we're just hugging by the chest, and then we did a full body hug. See what that was felt like. So, yeah, and that was really cool. My third partner, what we did is we used hand movements. So we put our hands in front of each other with both hands and palms, and we moved the flow of the energy up, down, above for a couple minutes, and see what that was like. How did it feel? So. The women, my partner did it, and I did it. So we just had to write down, you know, how we felt, if this is a connection there. So my fourth partner was actually about tantric eye gazing, and that was really cool. And we just stood and looked in each other's eyes for about 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow.
This is very powerful. You got to think what's going on here, right?
Yep, so, yep, for sure.
And my fifth partner was actually about word improv. So we would create a story word by word. So I would say, you know, cat, and then the person would say, for example, dog, and then walk, and then, you know, talk or something like that. And we just create a storyline. So,
yeah, yeah.
So it started like my partner and I was, and then we just started talking with different words. It was actually quite funny, actually, when you think about what we created, just craziness stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We basically had improv, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, there's more. This was just it. One was actually, how would you name your autobiography? And mine was like, get it right next time. You know, it's like,
oh.
Climb that mountain, get it right next time. That was mine, actually. And another one was, who was your greatest teacher? And I was, I said my yoga teacher, because she's very knowledgeable, and then she knows when you're ready. That was my seventh partner. My eighth partner was, this is a real good. Each of the women and women were given a short poem from literature, and we would set their boundaries first, and we'd read the poem to each other. So the poem that I read was The Essence of Desire, and I'll just read it out to you quick. I did not have to ask my heart what it wanted, because all the desires I have ever known, just one did I cling to, for it was the essence of all desire to hold beauty in my soul's arm. St. John of the Cross. So we read that to each other. And I put my hand in front of this, my partner, and I read to her eye to eye, so that's really cool. And then after we were finished, okay, we ran out of people to talk to in that line, because they actually moved down the line, the women moved down the line. And so us guys, we were given actually a blue piece of paper and a orange piece of paper. And we were supposed to pick out those names. We would just pick out randomly from a bowl those names. And what I did is I wanted to meet this one lady. So I asked the angel, this is what it is, I asked Archangel Gabriel, can you please help me pick the right person for this so I can meet her? So actually, I did pick the right person. I did pick the right person, and it was great.
Wow.
So I met this other person, and we did another thing, and we actually, this is my first person with a little piece of paper. Her name was, her nickname was Hottie, as her nickname. And we did an origami, actually. We folded a piece of paper into an origami heart with our less dominant hand. So if the person was right, I'd be like left or something like that. And we shared an embarrassing moment to each other just for that.
What was that?
And then,
an embarrassing moment. Oh, okay.
Embarrassing moment. So I met this other lady who I wanted to meet, and we were told to think of something that comes first, of an inner child moment where we felt joy and freedom. So mine was like walking and blowing bubbles, and hers was like laying in tall grass in the open sky. And so what we did is we had to do also three compliments for each other, and we did it real quick. I mean, it was right like less than a minute. We had time, so we talked to each other back and forth of different compliments to each other. So and continued the conversation. So I said I complimented, thank you angels for letting me talk to you, and to my smile and eyes. And I was thinking of her. You have a very calm heart signature, and she didn't understand what I meant. So I said I explained it to her a little bit what it meant. So, and that was it. Yeah. So that was basically it. And we carried the conversations upstairs a little bit. So I didn't have much time to talk to her because she was talking to somebody else, and we were all talking. So I just put our names on a piece of paper if we wanted to talk to those people that we're interested in. So we'll see what happens with that. So that was it was really long. It was, I got home at 11 o'clock and started at 6. So it was about 5 hours, about 3 hours for the tantric thing that really wound, and then about a couple hours just hanging around and talking. So it was cool.
Wow. That's very cool.
That's longer than most dates.
depending on whether you like the person or not.
Well, the first date, that's pretty good. That's 5 hours.
It was fun.
So Jay, tell me what you learned about yourself and being in relationship.
Well, that's a really positive aspect about ourselves, is just to go with an openness and no expectations. Because we also did some dancing too at the beginning, right, to loosen ourselves up. So I didn't care about I just watching other people. They were just like, they were there. I mean, there's no problem about it. But I noticed also too that there were people who were nervous and what their presentation was. It was a different perspective, right? Because usually when we start a relationship or beginning one, we always look at the physical aspects of ourselves, and there's really not much talk about that until we just talked upstairs and talked about general stuff. There wasn't, for myself, there wasn't much talk about it. So, but for myself, about that, it was about the connectedness, the heart connectedness. It was really, really interesting to be connected with that person for that short period of time and actually sense what they're feeling and whether you are compatible, or you have the right energy, called the right energy signatures, that you're compatible with them. And so that was really, really interesting. And it's about kind of like working together, and also setting some boundaries too in that.
Right.
It was just a lot of fun. There's a lot of openness and creativity.
Nice.
I found.
Yeah. Nice.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, so. I was looking forward to hearing about it. Jenny and I have been sort of, we looked it up afterwards and couldn't find anything in the Vancouver area. So we might have to create something over
set
here.
Set one up.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. It's definitely a different way of meeting people, because I've heard time and time again people say, I just don't know where to meet someone. I just don't know where to meet someone, right? They don't want to go to a bar. They don't want to be in that scene, so they don't have any other options, you know?
Well, if you would have met someone by now through friends, you would have met them by now.
Possibly.
Hmm.
Possibly. Yeah, it's true. Thanks, Jay. Anything else for us? You got any juicy questions as usual before we go to our next caller?
I don't know. I just we're in a really this lunar eclipse that's going on. I would say that what you're going through is to just feel the feelings instead of like passing it on to someone else. Especially now with the moons and stuff like that really coming together very in a short period of time, like a couple of days. So it's very important that we keep our own, our own energy together, or own peace, if you want to call
self,
it that.
Yeah, be, yeah. I'm thinking be self-responsible. Self-responsible comes into mind for me.
Yes. And, for myself, I always this connectedness is really, really, really was important for myself to understand who I am and how I am a part of, a future relationship, or even the ones I actually experienced with the tantra, speed dating, is that how we don't see ourselves as a separate entity or something that's separate, but just more of a more part of the whole picture, right? So, yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, so look at it.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, what sign are you? Let me tell you your horoscope for this week. What's your sign? Your astrology
Aries.
Sign. Aries.
Aries.
All right. So we're gonna start off with Aries. A whole new chapter in your relationship life is dawning. God, that's hysterical. Okay, it comes during a busy time. An important aspect of your efforts now will be in the diplomacy department, deciphering what to say and when, where to hold back, and where to be frank are woven into this plot. politics aside, focus to speak from the heart, and even if you make mistakes, you will achieve the harmony you seek.
Oh, Jay, that's a good one.
I love it.
It's a lovely one.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's for the week, starting September 25th up to next Friday. So enjoy your week.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week. Thank you very much.
It is. It is. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I hope you listen to the rest of the show. And thank you so much for sharing with us. We really appreciated it.
You're welcome. Blessings
okay.
to you both.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Actually, what really came to mind was when he mentioned about how it's talking about the looking at the physical and people being nervous. There's actually, I have a guilty pleasure. I looked up, and it's called Dating in the Dark. Have you ever heard that?
No.
So on the internet, they've got Dating in the Dark Australia, Dating in the Dark US. I don't know how I ended up finding it, but that's how it was. And so they've got on YouTube, they've got these little clips. And so people go through and they go on dates. So you have three sets of males, three sets of females. They go in and then they give them these dates. So they don't know what they look like, but they're talking to each other in the dark, right? And then at the end, they come out and if you like the person and the other person likes you, they match you up in the daylight. And then, on the last date or something to that effect. I haven't watched very many of them. But it's very intriguing. And so then they wait in another room to see if the other person comes in.
Because so, you can see them afterwards?
Well, yeah, you see them. They show a flash of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then based on that, because, you know, whether or not you are attracted to them or if you really like them, and then you can figure out, oh, well, actually, physical is really important to me. So a lot of people learn a lot about themselves,
yeah.
about how they're attracted to people. And some people say, oh, I really love this person. And then they see them physical.
And then they don't.
And then they don't. And then they walk away.
That would be hard.
It is super hard. But
that
at the same time,
really hard.
You know, you can take a look and see what is important to you.
But it's the whole package. You can't separate. For me, anyways, I would say it would be really challenging to separate those two things. I understand the concept completely. However, I there is something about having the whole person, because that's the whole person.
It's true, but
right?
You know, I guess you look at the different facets because, you know, if you're just going to go straight by, you know, physical attraction, sometimes it cuts you off from learning more about another person. But they've had like three, I think it's three dates or something, whatever. I'm not exactly sure.
Like in the dark?
In the dark.
Three dates in the dark.
I think so.
And then they flash.
Yeah, and then they get a flash of what the
person
other person
looks like
that they've picked. And so you get to know the person without even worrying about what they look like or what you feel like you look like, because it's pitch black.
And it's in person?
In person, you can touch them, you can whatever you want. If they agree, of course.
Boundaries
are
very important.
Well,
but
it was really quite fascinating.
That is a very fascinating concept. It's a fascinating concept.
So maybe we can integrate that into our dating thing.
Oh, my gosh.
At the first date. That would be
in the
first,
dark.
Yeah.
First date in the
first
dark,
and then you go around and you go, you know,
like
you switch them around.
Like a series of three
That's right.
nights where the first one is in the dark, and then the next
yeah.
one would be more like what Jay was talking about.
Because we can mix it up, right?
Oh, that would be fun.
Right?
Because
the first,
have to do
the
that.
First
Jay,
section,
you might have to come to Vancouver.
Yeah, the first section, you know,
be our test subject.
The first 15 minutes, you know, then you switch the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
you know, this is bachelor number one, bachelor number four.
Oh, my gosh.
How cool is that? That'd be fun.
It would be fun. Yeah, my brain is percolating.
That's right. I'll have to disguise my voice. I sounded like Sean Connery.
You did just now. Okay, so we do have another caller. We will get to you for sure. And welcome to everybody who's in the chat room. The one body. And what I'd love to do is just go through the rest of the horoscope. So we did Aries. If you didn't catch Aries, you'll have to re-listen to the show.
Be kind, rewind.
It's at about 35 minutes. All right, so Taurus. A new chapter has begun for Taurus. In the deeper reaches, it speaks of creative metamorphosis. Whether or not you'll choose to consciously engage is up to you yet. It will probably happen either way. You don't really have a choice. Begin by getting centered and establishing a fresh stance in the world. This may take a couple of months, so be patient. Prepare to color your world with the hues that match your original style.
Gemini, a new quality of commitment is getting underway. It comes with a growing wave of confidence. All being well, you have tied up many loose ends and brought closure where it was needed. Now you're invited to bring your imagination into focus on the talents and expressions that have been waiting there for their time. Expect to dive deep into new projects, Gemini.
Cancer, some fresh starts close to home should be keeping you busy now. You may also notice that you are busier, at least in your mind. Circumstances close at hand and abroad are stirring your imagination. Either way, you want more information, answers, instruction, and perhaps some training and skill development. The time has come to make a few improvements to increase your sense of security.
Leo, you've begun to fortify existing foundations and perhaps build up new ones. Tending to unfinished business is featured. The cycle stands to continue into mid-October. Breaking new ground has been likely. Now the outreach process begins. Key communications and negotiations are implied. Mercury retrograde is actually presenting opportunities, but involving others is required. So play well, Leo.
Play well with others. Virgo, the time has come to take some new initiatives. These include recognizing and overcoming limiting patterns that have developed over the months and perhaps the years. These are natural hazards of life, and it takes humility and effort to clear them. Compare this process to cleaning the house. It's not usually that much fun, but the results feel great, inspiring, and even empowering as well.
Libra, the sun is now in your sign to ignite your pioneering spirit. Your focus has been and remains sharp. Circumstances are contributing by compelling you into action. Inner work may be at least as important as outer. It's extra important right now to be your own best friend. This may even require an exercise of unconditional love now and over the coming weeks.
I would suspect unconditional love for self, big time.
Yeah, maybe, inner child
that's you,
work.
Right? Birthday girl?
Yeah.
Everybody, please wish Jannie a very happy birthday. It was her birthday on Friday.
I had a wonderful one, thank you.
Our little Libra. Our awesome Libra. All right, Scorpio. You, Scorpio, have been summoned within to receive important guidance. Obtaining new tools, or at least inspirational visions of possibility, is indicated. Contributing to this is a rebellious and perhaps feisty mood. Extra efforts may be required to not displace any anger and frustration onto others. Assume full responsibility for everything in your life to gain full access to your personal power.
Sagittarius, the time has come to express a fuller measure of your individuality. This includes others and increasing your exposure to a wider array of cultural stimulations. Gaining inspiration and stimulating your imagination is featured here. This will in turn activate innovation and invention within you. Sometimes the best ideas come from within, while at other times they come from interaction. Another play well with others.
Yeah. Sagittarius needs to learn to play well with others. Capricorn, some fresh starts in your public and professional sphere have begun. These will require extra effort on your part. Contending with a wavering sense of confidence in yourself and in others may be an issue. Restoring this somehow is extra important and ideally without delay. Sincere efforts over the coming weeks could go a long way but lack thereof could set things back doubly.
Ooh.
Sincere efforts over the coming weeks could go a long way, but lack thereof could set things back doubly. Please.
Yeah, you might want to check that one.
Yeah. Self-confidence.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Go, Capricorn.
Aquarius. Reaching out to key social and cultural activities is a source of inspiration now. These are a feature of a soul-searching process that is underway. Yet, in this case, it is the spirit of the community that you yearn to access more fully. As well, you want to make your presence known and perhaps also produce opportunities to share your wares, gifts, and offerings.
Interesting.
Bring it on.
Oh. Pisces, you have entered a mini cycle of regeneration, which will last about a month. Yet this one will have a few chapters to it, extending to the end of the year. This is an opportunity to clear away anything unwanted. And on the flip side, this could also include coming clean with people with whom unresolved issues linger. This could include coming clean with people with whom unresolved issues linger, Pisces. Either way, by accepting this challenge, you will emerge stronger than ever.
You will swim to the forefront. Go, Pisces.
Every time we go through the horoscopes, they always have this overlying theme of something. Either it's so interesting to me when I read these. And Michael O'Connor of SunstarAstrology.com, this is where we get these horoscopes. He is an amazing astrologer and intuitive. He does numerology and things like that. I would highly recommend getting a natal chart done by him and a reading, because he does go in depth. So be prepared. But at the same time, there's always a fascinating link between each of these, and yet they're individual. You know what I mean? Like he gives each astrological sign something to look at each
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to look at these almost every other day, mine being Aquarius, and I'm looking at it going, oh, okay, so for this week, from September 25th to October 2nd, which is interesting because I'm going to Calgary next week, I'm going to be going to share my
wares. Well, make your presence known.
Yeah, in a different community.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Anyways, I digress. We have somebody that's been waiting for a long time. We're going to see if we're going to talk to them.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Or if they want to talk to us.
If they want to talk to us. I'm never sure. I'm pretty sure they do, because the little question mark is up. Hi, welcome to Calling All Black Sheep. Are you calling in to ask questions and be coached?
Oh, yeah, actually I am.
Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Keita.
Keita, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Cool. How can we help today?
So I am going through some sort of stuff with my hair in my dermatologist, and I got some really bad news, and I'm just trying to see if there's a bigger message than what it is that I'm seeing that's relative to this. I'm scared to death. It's impacting my sense of self-worth, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's something bigger that I'm not seeing.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Hang on a second. I just need to tune into something.
That's okay.
What is your relationship like with yourself right now?
I'm kind of down in the dumps right now.
Okay. Was there something that happened that may have triggered your body to react?
Well, early in July, there was something in me that told me that I need to find, well, it was a two-part thing, find another dermatologist, and that I needed to change the way that I was, like, doing my hair, because something just said, you're going to lose your hair if you keep following what it is that you're doing. But a big piece of that was just I gave too much control to this person, and I blind followed them, and I wasn't necessarily the best advocate for myself.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So doing that, something in my spirit just said, you need to go in and have her check out what's going on. But in the meantime, you still need to find somebody else, and you need to get away from her, just because her care is very blasé faire, and I didn't really understand that the person isn't managing my condition. She's not, I mean, she's treating the condition, but she's not managing it. So I felt very alone because I was trying to manage something that was bigger than me, and I didn't have the answers to.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. So what I want to ask and sort of point you towards is that, now I hear you say the word manage. So what do you mean she's managing it? Because in my experience, my health is under my management, and care professionals are giving me information that I will take and then either intuitively, you know, kind of go inside and see how it feels, or, I mean, it depends on your belief systems as well.
Because the disease is kind of complex, I'm doing the management that I'm supposed to be doing, but there's still other questions that I had and other information that I kind of needed. So, and I'm also dealing with somebody who doesn't, you can ask her a gazillion questions. It depends what mood she's in, if she's going to answer you or not.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so what was the diagnosis?
So I'm dealing with a form of alopecia, but the hair mm-hmm. doesn't grow back if I lose it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I lose it, the hair doesn't grow back. So the thing is to tackle it
before, like, that happens.
Before that happened. But I was taken off my treatment, and there was no real contingency plan in place. There wasn't, like, okay, you're going to come in every, you know, 3 to 4 months, and we're going to monitor this thing. And I didn't bother to ask her because I felt like, okay, well, I will, when the disease kind of acts up, I'll feel it, and then I'll know to go in. But again, this is me leaving my care in somebody else's hands and not asking, like, I should have asked that. But I didn't realize that I should have asked that until about this year.
Okay.
So this kind of opened me up to make me a better advocate for myself. Don't ask
okay.
me why I didn't ask. I just trusted somebody, and I trusted the physician, and I trusted that they were leading me in the right thing, and my body would just kind of let me know, and I would go in, but there was never a conversation that took place. So now it made me look at things differently and be like, no, you need to be a better advocate for yourself. And that's where you went wrong. But I was only working with the information that I had at the time. I wasn't really being the best that I could have been to myself.
Okay. But now you're, you're calling in, you're asking for another opinion, another piece of wisdom. How do you feel now about being responsible for your well-being?
I feel 110 that I'm moving forward. I don't care if it's me getting my nails done. If it's not right, I'm saying something. If it doesn't feel right, I'm saying something. I'm paying attention
okay.
to the cues in my spirit now, opposed to just what I see in the surface.
So I'm gonna offer something, and it comes completely with compassion. My mom has alopecia. She lost all her hair. She lost all over her body, and it happened right around the time that my dad got ill. So my dad got cancer. He got ill, and he was basically on his way out. It was probably a few months before we actually realized that he was sick. So her alopecia is the same, I believe. And what I have what I have noticed about my mom in having this condition is that she's really changed over time. I mean, I didn't really see her feel awkward or bad or anything like that. She has wigs made, and I mean, she's amazing about it. She's 80 years old now, but she's had it since she was about 50. And what I've seen in my mom in her experience has really turned into something that she really approves of herself. She loves herself and she approves of herself no matter what she has on her body or what the norm is with hair or anything. And my sense right now is, like you said, if you're not feeling great about yourself or your body, what do you think you can do to turn that a little bit? Turn the notch up in the self-love, self-acceptance, just being responsible for ourselves.
I'm grieving right now.
What are you grieving?
I'm in the grieving process because I have always had hair. Always. It's always been thick. It's always been long. It's always been full. And then I got in a situation, another situation, where I went and I got a chemical service done. And the person, my spirit said, make her wash her hair again. Because she didn't wash it out right. And so I say to her, I think we need to wash this out. And she says to me, no, I did what I was supposed to do. And I'm like, no, I think we need to wash it out. She said, you're fine. But my spirit was right, because I wasn't fine. A week later, I had chemical coming out in the sink. So I didn't trust myself enough. I didn't advocate, again, same thing. I didn't advocate enough. I didn't trust myself enough. And then I got this alopecia, this scarring alopecia, where, so my disease was very, very, my disease was very controlled. I was going to move forward and, hopefully see if we could do some restoration. And I'm in the middle of, well, damn, that's not going to be possible. Do I come off this medicine and let nature take its course? And I'm having a really tough time. I'm 30, so I'm having a really tough time accepting that I may look like Michael Jordan.
No, you'll look like you. You're going to look like you.
You know what I mean.
I do.
I'm grieving it. I'm coming to a place of acceptance because at this stage with the diagnosis that I just got, there's kind of like no salvaging this. So it's kind of like, okay, when do I let this go? Because I might have to do it, and I'm just having a really tough time because I put my trust in somebody, and that person, I didn't realize till it was late in the game that this person is not managing this properly. She's treating it, but she's not managing it, and you can't do this by yourself. You have to have somebody. I can go on Google all day, but I still need someone to verify the information that I got from Google is correct.
Right.
Especially with the medical know-how, so it's kind of like, this person's not doing that. So, like I said, my spirit told me, you got to get away from her, but you also need to go and see her because this is, something's going on. I didn't know what exactly was going on, and now I know what's going on. And now I'm like, well, what do I do with this?
So what do you do with what?
The information that I received recently.
So
like there's no salvaging it. It's not
okay. Oh, honey. Jannie was, I'm not sure if you were hearing or listening before when Jannie was talking about the, what's it called? In the dark?
The dating in the dark?
Dating in the dark thing where people meet and they don't see each other and their bodies actually don't matter. And it's ironic, isn't it? I feel like, number one, I feel like there's a question that you want to ask that's different than the one you asked in the first place. That's the first thing. The second thing is that comes is there's some forgiveness to do within yourself, with others, there's some forgiveness to happen at this point. And our ego mind is going to want to analyze it and figure out and blame and point fingers, and whether it's towards ourselves or towards others. And your energy with this situation is going to be best served advocating for your health and well-being, your emotional health, your emotional well-being at this point. Because what does your spirit say right now about what's happening? If you close your eyes and put your hands on your heart, what does your spirit say?
Come to terms, okay, and just let nature take its course.
Okay.
And there's some stuff that needs to be resolved, because this keeps showing up. It keeps showing up in situations where I'm getting hurt, and
yeah,
people are not doing what they need to be doing, or people are taking advantage of certain things, or people are basically, stuff's happening where I'm becoming a victim of circumstance or situation. And even if I advocate for myself, I'm still the odd man out, and I feel like people are walking away scot-free, like they're hurting me and they're walking away scot-free. And that's got to change.
Yeah.
And I know that part of that is an inside job. I know that I have been hurt in the past, and I'm holding on to that hurt, and I'm attracting these things to me, and this has got to stop. And I don't know
absolutely
if it took for this to happen, and for the universe to say, okay, we're going to let this happen because you're not getting it. So we're going to allow this to drastically happen so that you get it.
Right.
I don't know if there's anything more drastic than this. I mean, I got it.
I hear you.
What do I do now? I feel like so unpretty.
So Keisha, remember when Moriel earlier said there's some forgiveness that needs to be done? So
yes,
maybe that might be one of the steps that you start going towards, because when you forgive the people that you feel have wronged you, and that, then you will set yourself free, because you're holding all this energy around the people that that you're feeling that it has wronged you. And also, there might be a forgiveness part in forgiving yourself for letting having yourself be in the position to be, quote, not being taken care of by yourself, right? Because you know that whatever you do, you know, right, that whatever you do, you'll still be okay, right? Right?
I
yeah. So this is the thing, is that now, you can take and make it a power and be empowered by giving yourself more energy, rather than have it be a leakage, is to have it so that you can have control of more of your life by forgiving these people for what they've done so far, and forgiving yourself for putting your, you know, being in that position, so that you can start with a new foundation. Right?
Right.
Because you know, whether you have hair or not isn't going to affect who you really are. It's like putting on another jacket. Because it really, your hair is not you.
The ego is attached to what we look like, right? The ego is attached to what we look like. But the truth is, like, Jannie and I don't know what you look like, right? But we can sense your soul. We can sense your energy. And that's the key piece. That is the true essence of who you are, is what's inside the body. The body is just a vehicle in this lifetime. It doesn't matter what it looks like in truth. So if you need to do inner work around that, which it's like you said, your spirit is telling you, accept it. And yes, absolutely go through the grieving process. Get angry. Feel the emotions that you need to feel. Don't let them take you out. Make it a power story. Make this into something that is going to move you forward.
Okay.
Right?
In the meantime, Tom, though, that's not right, that even though I'm attracting this to me, that people get to walk away scot-free. That's not fair. Can't go
that's
around
not, that's not your...
people and... and being
that's
negligent.
Not your responsibility. I absolutely. It doesn't mean they get to go off scot free, but that's not your responsibility.
You can say how it affects you.
Yeah.
And so that lets them know, because a lot of people, what they do, they don't know what they're doing because they're doing the best they can under the circumstances they have. And so if you don't give them feedback as to what's happening, they're going to do it again.
Right.
So for you, for you to clean it up out of your system, is one way to do it is to forgive. But and at the same time, you can let them know what the effect is for you so that you can give them feedback.
So it's not about making them pay. That's ego. It's not about blaming them because that's ego. And it's not making them see your perspective because that's also ego. What your soul wants is to speak the truth, be honest, and let it go. Because if you keep carrying it, it's going to weigh you down. It's going to keep weighing you down. And we don't want that for you.
Because it's not wearing them down.
No, it's there. Honest to God, let me tell you, we've tried this. It does not work.
What is it? They said something about it's like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know in your heart of hearts that they're not doing something that's working for you. And it's totally okay for you to write a letter to give them feedback and then let it go. But
not good enough. That is not... That part is not, this time, that's not good enough. That's not fair because I'm the one that has to go through the whole process of like wearing this earth suit without being sturdy and wearing wigs for another 50 years or until they find some sort of cure. That's not good. Sometimes that's not good enough. But I understand you. So I don't want, I understand. It's not about the other person. It's about me and releasing me to be free and let the universe take care of the other person. I got it.
But it doesn't feel good. I agree.
No, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. So we're going to acknowledge that for sure.
Well, and sometimes I wish I were able to see the karma happening.
For the other person.
Sometimes we don't get the satisfaction of, but knowing that it will happen makes me feel better.
My heart goes out to you, honey. It really does.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really does. I will send you Reiki. Can you give me your first name again? How do you spell it?
K-E-D-A.
Awesome. K-E-D-A in Massachusetts. I will send you some Reiki, okay? I do Reiki almost every day, and I send it to people all the time. And I would suggest you actually look into Reiki.
I get Reiki massages. If so, if you
give them?
Somebody in Mass who's like a master Reiki person, let me know because I've been looking for them. I do get Reiki massages.
You give them?
No, I get them.
Oh, you get them. You get them. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Reiki is a beautiful energy that get them to do your scalp. Get them to do your head. Let the Reiki energy go there. Really love yourself enough to do that for sure. The other thing I would love to invite you to consider is the full moon tonight. It is a beautiful time to write. It keeps coming to me that for you to write a letter. Now, whether it's writing a letter to this person that you need or people, I guess, you may not need to send it, but it feels like you need to say everything you wanted to say, write it down, burn it, put sage with the burning, and then plant it in a tree. Set intention that this is going to change. Set intention that this path is going to make you an amazing person. You're going to learn something from it. You are going to do the inner work that you need to do. But use this full moon energy, please, and get as much as you can out of it by burning what you need to burn. Because the more you hold it in your body, the more your body's going to react. When we hold emotions or energy or resentment or anger or grief, jealousy, any of those emotions that we hold in our body will react in whatever way it needs to react. And the scalp and the hair is about strength and power. So, tell me what your astrological sign is.
I'm an Aquarius.
And excellent.
This lunar eclipse is actually in my...
For Aquarius, this moon is going to shift and change your usual mode of perception, interpretation, and self-concepts. And they're going to undergo some changes with this moon. So it's amazing that you're calling about this. So your interpretations and self-concepts are going to undergo changes. So take that into account. Use this moon energy to do that, to change your perception and your interpretation about what's happening. It's a powerful time to do it. It really, really is. All right?
Thank you so much. Can I still listen?
Yeah, totally. Please still listen. I'm not sure what else we have in store.
I think our time may be up.
Well, we're gonna talk for a few more minutes about relationship stuff. I have a wheel that I want to talk to our listeners about. So I would love for you to listen and check back with us again, please. Okay.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sending you love. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Lots of people learning lots of stuff, hey?
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that has been up, I would say, in everybody's faces. One of the things that we tend to forget is that there's so much for us to do on the inside that we get conditioned to look at the outside. And I mean, I can totally relate to Kita's situation in really coming up against some challenges with other people, and in my own mind thinking, oh my God, what the frick are they doing? Like, that's so wrong. You totally did that wrong. And it's one of those things, right, that you kind of, after a while, it doesn't feel good to look outside myself anymore. That's the thing that I feel like is up for everybody right now. So with the fall equinox on September, I want to say 23rd, is that correct? On September 23rd, we had the fall equinox. That was a huge energy shift portal. Actually, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, those 3 days, we had talked to our friend Namara, and those were also big energetic days. The fifth dimension has been, has been unveiled, which means we are being asked, every single person on this planet is being asked to look on the inside, not on the outside any longer. It's a hard frickin' path. I want to swear, but I won't. It is a hard thing to look on the inside and see what I need to
clean up,
change. I mean, really, the perceptions that I have of other people. Oh my God, I used to swear at people all the time when I was driving. And say that they were really bad drivers. And when I you're going to laugh, because I started recording myself while I was in the car, because a friend of mine, Rie, she said, I want you to record yourself, because it's really funny to hear you swearing at people and making comments. And so I would drive to work. It would be half an hour for me to drive to my work. And I started recording it. And oh my God, Jenny, I stopped judging people driving because I started listening to myself. I started listening to what I was saying. She wanted to draw a cartoon, so maybe I'll get her to do one. It was hysterical listening to the audio recording. I couldn't believe how fanatical I was about people and their driving. And
so this sounds like a Super Squirrel assignment in America.
Record yourself during the day. Okay, so this is our secret squirrel assignment for our black sheets. I don't know why we're calling it squirrel, but it was funny. Secret squirrel assignment.
You could send it into us. We would love to hear it.
Record
seriously?
Yourself driving and send us clips.
That'd be hilarious.
Sorry, I'm laughing because it's really funny. But that's the thing right now, okay? For everybody that's listening, it's so important. It is the inner work right now that we must do. I am going to say must. I'm not going to say you have a choice because it's going to happen whether you like it or not at this point. You know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, no problem. You had a choice. But in 2012, everybody that decided to stay on the planet for the shift, you are on the planet and you are doing.
Admit it, people.
Yeah,
admit
you're
it.
Doing the work that you need to do because you decided to stay. So, you know what? None of us are victims to our circumstance. We chose to be here for a reason and a very good reason. Like hugely, hugely big reason.
And I know sometimes you wonder why, but there must be a good reason, right?
There is a good reason. There is a good reason. We're going to keep it a secret for now what that reason
is. Once again, another secret
squirrel. Secret
squirrel.
We're going to keep it quiet.
Well, okay, I have a visual for people.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. So here we go. You know, we raise our vibration. So if you're old enough, you might remember record players. And so you remember there was the 33 and the 45. So 33 revolutions per minute goes around. And this is how we were living life. Even a year ago, we're living life where we're wandering around, 33 revolutions a minute, whatever's on our record player, staying on the record player. And then we decide to raise it another 15 revolutions per minute.
In 2012.
Are now. So it's 45 revolutions per minute. So whatever was comfortable at 33 revolutions a minute is now going to get thrown off with quite a bit of force. So how I see it this way is that whatever you are really attached to, that is not authentically you, is going to get thrown off. And so as it really depends on how attached you are to a variety of different things that are not authentically you, that is being thrown off right now. So as you can tell, I'm really, really upset about this. I have to say, a whole whack of stuff is being thrown out of my energy field, and I'm kind of attached. But, you know, I do feel lighter. I have to say, I mean, even with all this trauma, all this stuff, I laugh even more now than I've ever laughed before.
Agreed.
Because I have more freedom and there's more, it's almost like I have more space to, in my little earth suit, to move around in and more freedom to laugh at myself and more freedom to just be like, you know, there it is again, right? So you can laugh at it because there's nothing else you can do. You're here.
And you chose to be here.
You chose to be
just
here.
So you know. You chose
just
to be here.
You know. So
you, me, you know.
Exactly. And, you
the
know.
Royal we.
You might as well just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be here and go with the flow and, you know, do your best that you can. Because whatever happens, you'll still be okay. But we're going to learn a lot along the way.
Yeah. That's the whole purpose of being on Schoolhouse Earth.
Mm.
One of our first teachers talked about being on Schoolhouse Earth. I thought that was like the awesome, most awesomest thing.
Mm.
So I would like to talk about, Jenny and I are both doing some shamanic training, as I would put it. I just finished my shamanic coaching program. And one of the wheels that we did, it's actually, there's two wheels. One is women's needs and one is men's needs. And I'm just going to briefly go over the needs. I'm just going to do the women's ones for now. Sorry, Jay.
We're using it as a cliffhanger, so you guys come
yeah,
back.
You have to come back to do the men's needs. Because I think we should talk about men next time.
Mm.
So for women, in order for women to really birth themselves, to understand who they are. We must remember that as women, we take a little bit more time to do things. So patience is important. We birth things from the inside out, right? We have a womb. Even if you haven't had children, it doesn't matter. The energy of women is about timing, okay? And women take longer to birth things than men. So I'm going to give you four things to concentrate on that women need to do for themselves, okay? Nobody else is going to do this for you. Number one, ask yourself the question, what do I need in my life? It's always going to change, okay? It's always going to be changing. What do I need right now in my life? It includes saying no to something. It includes advocating, like Kia said. It includes speaking the unspeakable and being completely honest, brutally honest, and saying something that nobody else in the room has the guts to say. So self-respect, it expands into, growing your self-respect comes in many shapes and many forms and many sizes. But if you can keep self-respect at the forefront to ensure that you respect yourself in every action that you do, it will start to grow other pieces of you. Another piece that gets triggered and activated when you have self-respect is number two, inner security. So inner security is about having our inner house in order. And Kita, you were talking about this as well, about you know that it's the inner work that you need to do. And we can't really take risks if we don't have inner security. And we tend to look on the outside to people for security. And that honest to God, does not work for us. It may feel like it works for us, but the truth is, for women, we need to have our own inner security. That way we can sustain the outcome of chaos and struggle and challenges. And inner security is about having the energy to get through the worst and to celebrate the best of things. So once we have self-respect, it starts to create inner security in ourselves. The next thing that we must focus on is actions of love. And actions of love are things that come from the inside out. We need to love ourselves up. I've heard that a lot. Hashtag love ourselves up, right? It means not waiting for the outside world to love us. It's not waiting for outside people to love us. It is giving ourselves love. So then we can expand into the gift of love from another. If we don't love ourselves, we will not have enough room or energy or space to receive love from other people. Actions of love also, that's number three, include caring for yourself and obviously loving yourself, whatever that needs to look like. I would suggest people write down a list of some of the actions of self-love that you see other people doing. And you're like, oh, that looks really good over there. I wish I would do. Like when you hear yourself say, I wish I could do that. That's something that is a action of self-love that you need to do. So we have number one, self-respect. Number two, inner security. Number three is actions of love. Number four is self-worth. If I feel good in my skin and the journey that I'm on and I have a sense of self-pride, then you have self-worth. No one can knock you off your path in that case. This is a foundational piece, and it's a natural pride inside, not an ego pride like, oh yeah, I'm really awesome. Yeah, it's more like, wow, I'm a really good mother. I realized today, and I feel embarrassed sometimes to say that I feel like I'm a good mother, because I used to think I was a terrible mother, but I don't know if I really was. I think that was just myself judging. I was judging myself. But today, you know, we went to a celebration of life for my step-grandmother, Grandmother Phil, And my kids, I mean, they were kind of awkward, but they were just so good at interacting with people, and I just felt so proud that I was able to bring them up sort of half decent so that they could have a conversation with another adult. It was just really awesome.
I just say congratulations to parents who have kids that passes the age of 12. Like, really, just to keep them alive? That's amazing.
Just to keep them alive.
That's amazing.
I managed to feed them enough so that they're alive. Oh, my God. All right. So self-worth, you'll know that it's your ego because your ego tries to boost you. All right? Self-worth is like a sense in the body and a feeling of pride, and you don't necessarily have to speak it. That's a natural sense of self-worth. I feel good in my skin, and I feel great about the journey that I'm on. That is your self-worth. These are the four directions on the wheel: east, west, south, and then north. 1, 2, 3, 4. All of that creates intimacy and birthing of self. Intimacy is on the wheel south of center. And it is a culmination of the four directions around the wheel. It is about you willing to let people see you. It means that you don't really mind being open. And it actually allows you to want to give back when we are given something. Intimacy is that doorway to the give and receive. Not only with sexual interactions, but friendships, family. I mean, there's so many different ways of being intimate. But you are willing to let people see you. That's sort of the key to knowing that intimacy is present. So hopefully people kind of get information. People get something from those four directions. What?
It's great. I mean, I think of it as like four pillars. It's like, you know,
yeah.
It's sort of foundational things so that when you start working on, you know, one or another or all of them, and you're just getting closer to who you really are authentically.
Exactly.
And when you are authentically who you are, there is no, you know, running around and trying to put up extra energy to project something else that you're not. And when you are projecting who you are authentically, then you draw the people who really are attracted to you authentically, and you get to hang out with cool, authentic people.
Mm, definitely. So one last thing for Kita too, because she talked about knowing that spirit was speaking to her. So for women, again, because these are women's needs, and you don't have to go in order. You can go to inner security first, or you can go to self-worth or actions of love. You can do them all simultaneously. That's what the wheel is all about. You can go to any direction. The one thing that I want to remind us is that one of the reasons why I asked Kita to close her eyes and put her hand on her heart, I actually wanted to tell her to put her hand on her womb, on the belly, just below your belly button, you know, where you would birth something is where your womb space is. And take time for women, take time every day. It can be, seriously, it can be 30 seconds. It can be 6 seconds, but a little longer is probably nicer. Just put your hands where your womb is. You can even bring a pillow, put a pillow there, something like a stone. Don't do a crystal, just a solid stone to ground you there. And tune in to what your womb is saying. You can even ask yourself the question, what do I need in my life? How am I feeling right now? What does my body really need? How's my mind doing? What is my mind working on right now? Have a journal next to you and write some things down. Strengthening the womb space is going to be a key piece in helping all of us women to move forward on this crazy-ass journey over the next couple of years. I won't talk about the next couple of years right now, but just for the next couple of years, we are going to need to be grounded and really in tune to our own voice, to the little voice, maybe it's not little, but to that quiet inner power voice, the soul. It's very subtle and it's very simple. It actually doesn't say big, long sentences, as Jani can attest. They're usually quite short, sweet, and direct. And I heard Kita say it when I asked her that question. She said, this is what you got to do, right? There's no holds barred. So just play with that women's needs, those four directions. There are more pieces to it about what we need to relate to others. And I will do that another time. But I just wanted to give you the four basic directions, the self-respect, the inner security, actions of love, self-worth, and the intimacy. In the center of the wheel is birth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, what's so great about this sort of work is that if you're focusing on what your womb tells you, then as you get to know what it feels like, so when you are in the throng of, you know, a variety of other people's emotions and energies, you can recognize what your womb is trying to tell you and hopefully be able to act on it. Otherwise, if you don't already know what it feels like, you're going to wander off and do other things that other energies have, you know, had come into your space.
Because it's easy to do. It's right. I lived a long time listening to what other people were telling me I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even pay attention because it was like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. And then I'm like, oh, that was wrong. And beating myself up for it. So I have learned since that coming from my own intuition, and well, I have guides that I talk to, so that kind of helps every once in a while.
Yeah, so you know, so maybe that's what you need is giving yourself space and giving yourself time to get to know yourself better, because in this world we're going so fast, we're going through the speed of light, and that all these things are filling our worlds that we aren't having enough space to even breathe in between.
It's so true.
So it's kind of nice to just be able to spend time with yourself.
Yeah,
love yourself.
Love yourself up. Hashtag mm-hmm. Hashtag love yourself. Mm. Oh, okay. We did go a little bit over time, but it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Jay for sharing his experience with the tantric speed dating. It was very interesting to hear. Jani and I might have to do something in Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
putting it out there again into the ethers. Thank you, Kita, for calling in about your challenges. Mm-hmm. We're with you. We're sending you some love and a lot of Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you will call us back and let us know how you're doing so we can walk with you on this crazy-ass journey on Schoolhouse Earth. Thank you, everybody. That is it for Calling All Black Sheep this week. We really appreciate you being with us on the show. Thanks to our callers and all of the listeners out there that download the podcast afterwards. You can visit us at pagemediaproject.com for past episodes, and as well on our Facebook page, Calling All Black Sheep. And we will soon be having a little page for callingallblacksheep.com. So hopefully that'll be out in the next few months as well. So you can check out callingallblacksheep.com. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us today. Until next time, I'm Marielle.
And I'm Jani, in light and in service. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Bad. Bad. We'll be bad.